जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरवन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्रीमति हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय शरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शील प्रभुपाद की नमः ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्रीमति हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर शील प्रभुपाद की नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की అనంత కోటి వైష్ణవ భక్త బృందకి శీల ప్రభుపాద ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ బుక్ డిస్ట్రిబ్యూషన్ కి శ్రీమద్ భాగవత మహాపురాణ్ కి ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు ద అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు ద అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు శ్రీ గురు అండ్ శ్రీ గౌరంగ హరే కృష్ణ టుడే వి ఆర్ రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 4 chapter number 30 text number 48 so I'll tell the words and devotees can repeat text number 43 shrimad bhagavatam canto 4 chapter 30 text number 43 maitreya vacha iti prachitobhe iti prachitobhir abhistuto hari ప్రీతస్తత్తేహ శరణ్యవత్సలః అనిశ్చితం యానమప్రత్యచక్షుషాం యయౌ స్వధర్మానపవర్గవీర్యః మైత్రేయ ఉవాచ ఇతి ప్రాచీతోభిర్ అభిస్థితో హరి ప్రీతశ్చత్తేహ శరణవత్సలః అనిశ్చితం యానమప్రత్యచక్షుషాం యయౌ స్వధర్మానుపవర్గవీర్యః మైత్రేయ ఉవాచ इति प्राचीतो भरि अभिस्तुतो हरि प्रीतस्तत्येह शरण्यवत्सलः अनिश्चितं यानमप्रत्यचक्षषाम् ययौ स्वधर्मानपवर्गवीर्यः मै इति प्रचीतोभिरभिष्टितो हरी प्रीतस्त्यतेह शरण्यवत्सलः अनिश्चतां यानमतृप्तचक्षुषां ययौ स्वधर्मानपरवर्गवीर्यः मैत्रेय उवाच इति प्रचेतोभिरभिष्टितो हरी प्रीतस्त्यतेह शरण्यवत्सलः अनिच्छतां यानमतृप्तचक्षुषां ययौ स्वधर्मानपवर्गवीर्यः मतजीस् मैत्रेय उवाच इति प्रचीतोभिरभिस्तुतो हरी प्रीतस्तत्येह शरण्यवत्सलः अनिश्चितं यानमतृप्तचक्षुषां ययौ स्वधर्मानपवर्गवीर्यः मैत्रेय उवाच मैत्रेय सेड इति दस प्राचीतोभि बै द प्रचेतास अभिष्ठित बीइंग प्रेस्ड हरि द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड प्रीत बीइंग प्लीज्ड तथा सो इति डस अह सेड शरण्य टू सरेंडर सोल्स वत्सलः एफेक्शनेट अनिच्छिताम नॉट डिजायरिंग यानम ही डिपार्टेड अत्प्रत नॉट satisfied chakshusham their eyes yayau he left swadhama to his own abode anaparga viryah where whose powers is never defeated whose prowess is never defeated translation and purport by his divine grace abhaya charanaravinda bhakti vedanta swami shila prabhupada ki translation by shri prabhupada the great sage maitreya continued My dear Vidura, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the protector of surrendered souls, being thus addressed by the Prachetas and worshipped by them, replied, May whatever you have prayed for be fulfilled. After saying this, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose prowess is never defeated, left. The Prachetas were unwilling to be separated from him, because they had not seen him to their full satisfaction. Purport by Srila Prabhupada, the word anapavarga virya is significant in this verse. The word ana means without, pavarga means the materialistic way of life, and virya means prowess. The prowess of the Supreme Personality of Godhead always contains six basic opulences, one of which is renunciation. Although the Prachetas desired to see the Lord to their full satisfaction, the Lord left. According to Srila Jiva Goswami, this is an exhibition of his kindness to innumerable other devotees. Although he was being attracted by Prachetas, he left. This is an example of renunciation. The renunciation was also exhibited by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he stayed with Advaita Prabhu after taking sannyas. All the devotees there wanted him to stay for few days longer, but Lord Chaitanya left without any hesitation. The conclusion is, that the Supreme, although the Supreme Lord has unlimited kindness for his devotees, he is not attached to anyone. He is equally kind to his innumerable devotees all over the creation. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuram Nilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raguna Dhanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanitamscha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvise Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dhina Bhando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhubhyayevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha jaya shri krishna chaitanya prabhu nityananda shri advaita gadadara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna We welcome all of you to the Srimad Bhagavatam class this morning. So today we are going to read from Canto 4, chapter number 30, verse 43 to 46. We will understand the summary of the purports given by His Divine Grace Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. And also today is the auspicious disappearance day of Sripad Ramanujacharya. So we would hear few leelas from the life of Sripad Ramanujacharya. So in this chapter, 30th chapter, 43rd verse, Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport that in this verse, the word Anapavarga Virya is very important, very significant. And then Srila Prabhupada explains about Bhagavan who contains six opulences. So we understand the word as Bhagavan, one who contains these six opulences. And also another way of understanding this word Bhagavan is Bha denotes two opulences, Gha denotes two opulences, and Va denotes two opulences. What are the six opulences of the Lord? Aishwaryasya, Samagrasya, Viryasya, Yashashasriyaha, Jnanaha, Vairagyaschaiva. These are the six opulences. So one dhatu represents two opulences, and the word Shabda Na represents that he does not have any bad qualities. He is the possessor of all good qualities and he has no bad qualities. This is the definition of Bhagavan. So in this verse we see that Lord gave darshan to the prachetas and prachetas were praying to the Lord and said, okay, whatever you prayed may be fulfilled for, and then Lord left. And the prachetas were not willing to be separated from the Lord. Actually, if you see, that is the nature of devotees, that they never and ever want to get separated from Lord and his devotees. Like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Ramananda Rai, what is the biggest misery in the life? He says that getting separated from the association of devotees is the greatest difficulty, greatest sadness in our lives. So devotees do not want to get separated from Lord and his devotees. But if you see Krishna, he is always going from the association of devotees. He left Rasalila, he left Vrindavan, he left Dwaraka, he left from this world and went back to Goloka. Every time you see, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to go to Vrindavan. And all the devotees were saying, no, no, Mahaprabhu, just wait for this festival. After that, you go. And then Mahaprabhu will say, now should I go? No, 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 one more festival is coming. Just few days and then you go. So all the devotees were not allowing Mahaprabhu to go. And Mahaprabhu somehow left as Krishna left. So why does Krishna leave? You know, somebody who wants to torture somebody. You are taking pleasure and you remove that pleasure. But Krishna is not like that. Krishna is going away from the association of devotees because it will increase their love for Krishna. When we are not in association of devotees, when we are not in the association of Krishna, our love for Krishna increases. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give love of Godhead, but love of Krishna in the mood of separation. So when we are separated from Krishna, our love for him condensifies, and it brings more and more realizations, more and more attachment, more and more love towards Krishna. That is why Krishna leaves the association of these devotees. That's why we serve Krishna in the mood of vipralambha, the mood of separation, where the love is completely intensified. It's like you see, when Krishna disappeared from the association of gopis in the Rasalila with Radharani, and after some time he left Radharani and went, then the love of gopis is expressed in the form of a song which is called Gopi Geeta. In that they express their longing and their desire to serve Krishna. Chalasiya dvaya charayan pashun nalina sundaram nata te padam shila trinankurai sidati niha kalilatam mana kanta gachati. They are saying, Krishna, we are feeling very, 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 very distorted because you are going to Vrindavan in the forest where you may be pricked by some thorns. Okay, this is fine. They are praying, they are worried that Krishna may be prayed, Krishna may get difficulties. Then after that, next verse they say, Dina Parikshaya Neelakuntalai Vanaruhananam Bebradhavrutam Ganarajaswalam Darshayan Muhur Manasinasmaran Virayachasi. They say, Krishna, you are coming back. And they are seeing Krishna. Now they are getting darshan of Krishna. Throughout the day, they are remembering that we are not getting darshan of Krishna and they are feeling sad. And Krishna is coming back, they are taking the darshan of Krishna, again feeling sad. You know why? Because they are not getting enough darshan of Krishna. So this is the nature of love. This is the nature of bhakti. That nothing is enough. Darshan of Krishna is not enough. Association of devotees is not enough. Reading Srimad Bhagavatam, we just want to read more and more, hear more and more, associate more and more, take darshan more and more, serve more and more. So this is the nature of bhakti. And Lord's beauty is such a way that we cannot take our eyes from the Lord. If gopis are seeing Lord's curly hair, they will keep seeing his hair. If they see his eyes, they will keep seeing his eyes. If they see his limbs, they will keep seeing his limbs. And they cannot, their eyes get stuck on the beautiful angas of Krishna. So this is nature of Krishna's beauty also, and the nature of devotees who have love for Krishna. So this is basically explained in this verse. And in the text number 44, 45 and 46, Srila Prabhupada focuses on simple living. That we need not endeavor too much, we just have to protect cows and work for grains. And to get grains, we need rain. So Prabhupada says, the key for getting rain is doing yajna. Like there is a storehouse of wonderful items in the godown, but there is a lock and we need a key. So what is the key to open that mercy of rains is yajna. When you do yajna, that is like the password, and the clouds release rain, and we get grains, and you eat grains, serve cows, serve Krishna, and be happy. So this Prabhupada says in 44 and 45, and then 46 verse, he basically tells about that how when Pratetas saw that the trees are growing very long and they were burning out the trees, then Brahma comes immediately and instructs Pratetas not to do it. Then Prabhupada tells in the purport that it is the duty of a manager in whatever department is he, whenever there is difficulty, immediately the manager has to jump in and make the situation proper. It is not that we keep calling the manager and he has his phone on flight mode or something. He has to be very alert. When somebody is taking responsibility, means we have to be very alert in solving the problems. Whenever there is some spontaneity, we have to jump in and make the situations right. So this is in essence the summary of text number 43 to 46. So we have half an hour. So today is disappearance day of Sripada Ramanujacharya. So we would hear some leelas from the life of Sripada Ramanujacharya as instructed by devotees to speak on Ramanujacharya's life. Yo nityamachyutapadam bhujarugma rugma vyamohitastaditarani trunayamene asmad guror bhagavatosya dayaika sindoho ramanujasya charanam charanam prabadhye. Ramanujacharya appeared as an incarnation of Adishesha in a place called Sri Perambudur, Mahabhutapuri, in Tamil Nadu. We have many times heard very, very beautiful pastimes of Ramanujacharya from Guru Maharaj and various other devotees. So today I would like to share some pastimes which happened in Sriranga Kshetra. So we all know how Ramanujacharya was born and how he did his education under the Yadava Prakasha, who was a Mayavadi scholar. And then he gave the correct understandings of the teachings which Yadava Prakash was telling. He was teaching his guru. And then his guru became envious and they were planning to kill Ramanujacharya, and somehow he escaped from it. And then he got married and his wife was not at all favorable for serving Lord and his devotees. So Ramanujacharya left. And also today we will learn five main names of Ramanujacharya through his various leelas. So all of us can try to remember these five names of Ramanuja. When Ramanuja was born, the name which Ramanuja was given, does somebody know what name was Ramanujacharya was given by his parents? Okay. His name was Illaiyalvan. Means Ramanuja or Lakshmana is called in Tamil as Illaiyalvan. Okay. The first name of Ramanujacharya is Illaiyalvan. Means Lakshmana. And then Ramanujacharya gets association of Kanchipurna, and then he becomes frustrated with his wife and takes sannyas. When he takes sannyas, his name became Ramanujacharya. So till now we learned two names, Illaiyalvan and Ramanuja. So after taking sannyas, he was serving Kanchi Varadaraja. So it is said in Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya that Lord Ranganath is a very possessive person. He wants everything best to be near him. Everything best should be with Ranganath and nobody else. That is nature of Ranganath. Wherever he sees any best thing, he kidnaps it. So now Ranganath's eyes is on Ramanujacharya. He said, "Are, everything wonderful is in Srirangam and this fellow is in Kanchipuram. How can this happen?" So he made a plan. He called all his dancers and singers and he told them, "See, this fellow Varadaraj, he's always giving Varada benedictions. It is very easy to please him. What you do, you go and dance there and sing there his glories and ask Ramanuja and come back." So all of them go and they play nice drama, sing very nicely, dance very wonderfully. And then Varada becomes so happy and he says, "Ask anything except me and my consort Lakshmi, I will give you anything." Like that, as soon as he says that, immediately they say that, "We want Ramanuja." And then Varadara keeps his hand on his head and says, "Are, I forgot to mention Ramanuja also in the list and somehow I missed it and these fellows asked. But if Lord promises, he has to deliver it." So he calls Ramanuja and he says, see, I did a very big mistake today. Somehow this Ranganath, he very nicely understands this. Ranganatha has cheated me today and he is taking you away. But with a very, very heavy heart, I have to say you goodbye. And Ramanuja, yes, Lord, whatever you say, I will do. It is mentioned that how Ramanuja and Varadaraja were saying goodbye to each other, Ramanuja would take one step and look behind. And he would see Varadaraj and Lakshmi crying tears. One step front and one step back. One step front and looking back. One step front and looking back. And Varadaraj was seeing Ramanuja till the time he left Kanchipuram. Till that time he was just weeping and crying in the separation of devotees. Now Ranganath is very happy there. He is telling, make big arrangements of welcoming. Take all my vahanas, chamar, chatri, all my servants and all the instruments to welcome Ramanuja. And all of the devotees go on the banks of Kaveri and they start welcoming. They play big music and wonderful rangolis and big jhandas and all the vahanas of Ranganath are there for welcoming. And Ranganath sees temple is getting empty and they say, "Arey, arey, everybody is going. What about me? Take me also." So the pujari says, "Arey, Lord, all the vahanas left, all the servants left. How will you go? There is no vahana to carry you." He says, "No problem. Take me in your arms and go. I will come." So then the servant holds Ranganath, puts him on his shoulder and takes him to the bank of Kaveri. And the way Lord and all the residents of Srirangam welcomed Ramanujacharya, and Ramanujacharya was so pleased by Lord's love to him, and he started service. His main service, he made Srirangam as the headquarters and started spreading the glories of Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya. Like we know that he got, Ramanujacharya fulfilled the three unfulfilled desires of his spiritual master, Yamunacharya or Alavandar. How many devotees remember these three unfulfilled desires? One, commentary on Vedanta Sutras. Second, yeah. So writing commentaries to the prabandhas or the songs given by the alvars, which are the basic foundation for Sri Vaishnava philosophy. And three, yeah, honor the great devotees Parasara and Vyasa, show gratitude to them by naming two illustrious acharyas in our life, by Parasara and Vyasa. These were three desires of Alavandar. So Ramanujacharya, as soon as he came, I told in one Bhagavatam class how he got the possession of Srirangam temple and how he changed the entire management of the temple and told this time this offering should happen, this time this devotee will go, this time this utsav will happen. And for your information, that after 1,006 years from Ramanujacharya, the largest functioning temple of Srirangam with 300 acres and 36 temples with full-fledged offerings is happening still the same way as Ramanujacharya established 1,006 years before. So then Ramanujacharya started all his services and preaching to the devotees and writing Sri Bhashya and giving the explanations of Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya in such wonderful way. Lord became so pleased with Ramanuja, he called him once to his temple. So Ramanuja went and he said, "Adiyain, I am your servant. What is the instruction?" You know what Ranganath did? He gave Ramanujacharya two keys. Keys. Two set of keys. And Lord said, "Ramanuja, do you know what are these keys for?" So Ramanuja said, "I don't know." Then Lord said, "One key belongs to the spiritual world and another bee belongs to the material world. I am giving you these two keys. From today, whomever you want to send from material world to spiritual world, you can send. Whomever you want to send from spiritual world to material world, you can send." And Lord gives the name to Ramanujacharya as Ubhaya Vibhuti Nayaka. Ubhaya means two. Vibhuti means worlds. One is Leela Vibhuti and one is Nitya Vibhuti. So spiritual world and material world. Ubhaya Vibhuti Nayaka means master. So that day, Lord proclaimed that from today, I am not the master of the material universe and spiritual universe. You are the master. So from that day Ramanujacharya's became name became Ubhaya Vibhuti Nayaka. So this is the third name we learn today. First is Illayalvan, second is Ramanuja, third is Ubhaya Vibhuti Nayaka. And this is just, Lord is not just telling it, but he actually meant it. Whatever Ramanuja would tell, Lord would do it. Like once there was a servant of Ramanuja. So he was a brahmachari, a very simple brahmachari. Actually, brahmacharis do not know what are the complexities of married life many times. They don't understand. Like I talk to my staff and our staff says, Prabhuji, aapko nahi malum ghar grihasthi mein kitna jhanjad hai, kitna paisa lagta hai, kitna tension lena padta hai. Then we keep preaching to them, be detached, be happy, be detached from money, be detached. He said, Prabhuji, aisa nahi hota hai, aapko malum nahi hai, like that. So this brahmachari, this poor fellow, he was very, very happy. But then one day he got married and then he got children. And then he was struggling with money. He was struggling with his family, means to maintain them, to take care of their children and all this. So once Ramanuja was walking, he was a servant of Ranganatha. He was doing some service. So Ramanuja said, Are, you were such blissful, blissful person before. What happened to you? Why are you morose like this? He said, Guru Maharaj, what to say? So many difficulties. There is no money. Children's health is spoiled. And so many demands to fulfill. I am not understanding completely. He said, no problem. Ranganath will take care of you. Don't worry. He said that he went to Kaveri, took bath and went to the temple and he started giving his afternoon lecture. So Ramanujacharya is giving lecture. All the devotees are sitting. All the disciples are sitting and hearing. In between the class, he sees Ranganatha holding a big, basket and going. Ramanujacharya sees like this, Ranganatha is going somewhere and he does not say anything. By the end of his class, Ranganath comes and goes into his temple. It was hot summer day. And then after finishing class, Ramanujacharya goes to Ranganath and he says, Are, where did you go with the basket? Then Ranganath says, what to do? Morning you said to that fellow, Ranganath will take care. So now it is my duty to take care of him. What Ranganath did, all the Rajbhog he collected in one basket and he himself was carrying and giving it to this person. Then Ramanujacharya said, Are, why are you doing? You tell some of your servants, they will do. He said, what you said, Ranganath will take care of you. So it is my duty now to take care of you. So every day Ramanujacharya would give class and Ranganath would walk with the basket. You know, in Sriranga Kshetra, Lord is taken care so sensitively. He does not come early in the morning out and he does not go late night there. Lord sleeps on time. And whenever he goes out of the temple, they have 33 kg of boga, which is traveling with him. And there is medicine for digestion and indigestion. And whenever he goes out, if there is no sun also, they will put big, big chhatris on top. And they will keep continuously fanning the Lord. And at every 10 steps, they will remove nazar of the Lord. So like that, Ranganath is taken care in Srirangam. But because Ramanujacharya said this, every day afternoon, he is walking in the sun, giving to him and coming back. So one day, it so happened that Ramanujacharya did not see Ranganath going. And he says, Are, Lord forgot his promise or what? What is happening? After his class, immediately he went to Ranganath and he said, Oi, what happened today? Why are you not going? Ranganath said, from today my seva is done. Are, seva is done? What happened? I sent him back to Vaikuntha. So there he will have no miseries. He will be happy. He also will not have any problem. And I will also not have any problem going every day and giving lunch to him and coming. So like that, Lord delivered this person. He sent him back to Vaikuntha. So once it so happened that there was a curd seller in ashram of Ramanuja and she was delivering curd, milk, butter, ghee, everything. And one day she comes to Ramanuja and she says, Guru Maharaj, please write a letter. She said, whom should I write a letter to? She says, write a letter to Balaji. What should I write? She says, please accept her. So Ramanujacharya says, my dear Balaji, please accept her, Swami Ramanujacharya. He signs and gives this letter. So she takes this letter and she starts going towards Tirumala. And she is climbing the stairs and Balaji with Padmavati, Sridevi, Bhudevi is running down the hill. He says, you need not climb, you need not climb. Arre, I should come to you to surrender. No, 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 no need. Whoever has the prescription and recommendation of Ramanujacharya, they need not come. I will only come to that person and deliver him. So he came down the hill and took this old lady to Sri Vaikuntha. So that is how Ramanujacharya's recommendation, or our Acharya, Srila Prabhupada, our spiritual masters, when we have that connection, when we have that surrender, when our spiritual master's blessings are there on us, Srila Prabhupada's mercy is there on us, then definitely we'll be delivered. So, and the compassion, Acharyas are always compassionate. Once Ramanujacharya was going into the temple of Ranganath, and he sees that Ranganath's clothes are very nicely washed, spick and span. Everything is ironed very nicely, washed very nicely, fragrant. So Ramanujacharya, he takes all these clothes and goes to Ranganath. And he says, Ranganatha, how are your clothes washed? Ranganath says, perfectly washed. He's very happy with this washerman seva. Ranganath says this. You know what Ramanujacharya says? See, this washerman did so much of service to you. So, I have one request for you. Consider this washerman's seva and deliver the washerman who offended you in Mathura. When Ramanujacharya says this, Lord could not say anything, and it seems that he delivered the washerman who apparently offended Lord in Mathura. So, this is the compassion of Acharyas. This is the compassion of the spiritual master. Is that he is always recommending. He is called Purushakara Murti, who recommends Lord to shower his compassion, shower his mercy. So this was nature of Ramanuja, that seeing, accept this washerman service and deliver that washerman. So this was the recommendation made. So in this way, Ramanujacharya was serving in Sriranga Kshetra, and we know that he went 18 times to Sri Tirukoshtiyur, where Goshtipurna was there, and he was trying to understand the mantra Ardha. He already got the mantra from Mahapurna. But why he was going to Goshtipurna was to understand the meaning of the mantra. We can recite many of the shlokas, we can know many things, but unless and until we understand the essence from our spiritual master, from Srila Prabhupada, we can know the verses of Srimad Bhagavatam. But what Acharyas are commenting on it, till the time we don't understand, till the time, then we will not get the essence of the scriptures. So Ramanujacharya got the mantra, but he was going 18 times to Tirukoshtipur to understand the meaning of those mantras. So the catch here is, till the time you don't know the meaning, you cannot give it to others. So that's why Ramanujacharya wanted the meaning. So when Goshtipurna told the meaning, he immediately climbed on the Gopuram of Tirukoshtipur and gave the mantra to everybody. Then Goshtipurna comes and tells that you will go to hell. We all know the story. Then Ramanujacharya says, I am ready to go to hell when these thousands of devotees are being delivered. And then Goshtipurna gives the name to Ramanujacharya. He says, Yam Barumanar. What is the name? M Barumanar means, you are actually my master. Actually, Goshtipurna is Ramanujacharya's guru. But Goshtipurna is telling, actually you are my guru because you are teaching the essence of scriptures to me. So, till now, Illayalvan, Ramanuja, Ubhaya Vibhutinayaka, Yam Barumanar. Four names. So, Ramanujacharya's preaching is happening very wonderfully, and then he travels from Tamil Nadu to Karnataka, Karnataka to Maharashtra to Gujarat, then Vrindavan, then Badrikashram, then Naimisharanya, then Dwaraka, Ayodhya, from there to Muktinath, then Shalagramam, and then he returns back from Jagannath Puri. When he is in Jagannath Puri, he sees the darshan of Jagannath Baldev Subhadra and he gets so enchanted, he says that I will stay here. Lord said, no, you should not stay here. When I came as Lord Rama, you were always beside me as Lakshmana. In Aranya also, you were beside me. When I came as Krishna, you were as Balaram. But now in Kali Yuga, you should not be with me. Because the most important thing in Kali Yuga is to preach Krishna consciousness. If you stay here and if you do my bhajan, it will not help in any way. Ramanuja, please go from here and spread Krishna consciousness. So then Ramacharya goes from there and starts spreading. And he is in his journey to North India, he goes to a place which is called Saraswati Bhandagaram. Means a library to which Mother Saraswati is in charge, which is in Kashmir. So what that library has is all the Vedic scriptures are there in those library, and all the reference books to any of the Shastras are there in those libraries. So whoever wants to write any commentaries, they have to go to their library and they have to get those books, refer it and write commentary. So Ramacharya wanted to write the commentary for Brahma Sutras. So for writing Brahma Sutras, there is one reference book which is needed, which is called Bodhayana Vritti Granda. So he was the first commentator of Brahma Sutras. So referring his commentary, Ramacharya had to write it. So when he goes, he sees all these Kashmiri pandits sitting. And they say that, no, you cannot go inside unless and until you solve the questions which are asked by Mother Saraswati. So Saraswati, she appears and asks Ramanuja the meaning of Kapyasam Pundarika Eva Akshani. This was the favorite verse where he defeated his spiritual master also. Immediately Ramacharya told all the explanations, what is Kapi, Asa, Pundarika, Eva, Akshani. And Mother Saraswati was so pleased. She gives the Bodhayana Vritti Granda to Ramanujacharya along with her worshipable deity of Hayagriva. The source of all knowledge is Hayagriva. Jnananda mayam devam nirmala spatika akritim adharam sarva vidyanam Hayagrivam upasmahe. So Mother Saraswati is also getting the power to give knowledge because she is everyday worshipping Hayagriva. So she gives the deity to Ramanuja and also the Bodhayana Vritti Granda, and she says, whatever you write, whomever you preach will become Krishna conscious. So he starts from there, and the time he reaches Kashi and he stays in Kashi for one night, and next day morning he gets up to see that the Bodhayana Vritti Granda was stolen. So much endeavor Ramacharya did going there and taking Mother Saraswati's blessings and Bodhayana Vritti Granda, and one day it is lost. So he feels so bad that how will I write the Brahma Sutra Bhashya? Then Kurattal, one who was accompanying, Kuresh, who was accompanying Ramacharya, said, dear Guru Maharaj, if you don't mind, I can tell you something. He said, yes, I have memorized Bodhayana Vritti Granda. In those few days, when Ramacharya would sleep, Kuresh would read the Bodhayana Vritti Granda, and he memorized each and every word of it. And he says, I will tell you the reference and you write. That was the power, that was the devotion of Kuresh. Eka Santagrahi, whatever Ramanujacharya would tell, he would do it. Was so close to Ramanuja. So he said, wonderful, so nice to have such a disciple who can help spiritual master. That is what a disciple should do to shoulder the burden of spiritual master. We have to serve spiritual master in his mission. So Kuresh did that, and then they came back. There are, in South India, there are three main commentaries on Vedanta Sutra. First was written by Shankaracharya, which is called Shankara Bhashya. And second was written by Ramanujacharya, which is called Sri Bhashya. And third is written by Madhvacharya, which is called Madhva Bhashya. So Vedanta Sutras are actually not in the sutra form. It is just a big sentence. And wherever these acharyas cut the sentences, it became those many sutras. Shankaracharya's Vedanta Sutra consists of 548 verses. Ramanujacharya's Vedanta Sutra consists of 515 verses. Madhvacharya's sutras consists of 448 verses of sutras. So then Ramanujacharya, it should not become a philosophical class, but still I will tell you few points from how he wrote the Sri Bhashya. The స్పెషాలిటీ ఆఫ్ రామానుజాచార్య ఈజ్ బిఫోర్ రైటింగ్ శ్రీభాష్య హీ రోట్ అ శ్లోక టు ఆనర్ లార్డ్స్ గ్లోరీస్ అండ్ హీ స్పిరిచువల్ మాస్టర్స్ గ్లోరీస్. దట్ ఈస్ సంథింగ్ విచ్ వాజ్ డిఫరెంట్ ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్ అదర్ భాష్యాస్. దిస్ జస్ట్ స్టార్టెడ్ రైటింగ్ ద భాష్య, బట్ రామానుజాచార్య ఫస్ట్ ప్రేస్ ద లార్డ్ అండ్ ఆల్ ది ఆచార్యస్ అండ్ ది స్పిరిచువల్ మాస్టర్ బిఫోర్ రైటింగ్ శ్రీభాష్య. సో వాట్ ఈస్ ద హౌ రామానుజాచార్య సా ది వేదాంత సూత్రస్ అండ్ హౌ శంకరాచార్య సా వేదాంత సూత్రస్, విత్ వన్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ వీ విల్ ట్రై టు అండర్స్టాండ్. ఏకమేవ అద్వితీయం ఈజ్ వన్ సూత్ర ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మసూత్రస్. ఓకే, ఏకమేవ అద్వితీయం, దెర్ ఈజ్ ఓన్లీ వన్ అండ్ నథింగ్ ఎల్స్ దెన్ దట్ వన్. సో శంకరాచార్య సెడ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఈజ్ వన్ అండ్ దెర్ ఈజ్ నథింగ్ అదర్ దెన్ బ్రహ్మన్. ఏకమేవ, దెర్ ఈజ్ ఓన్లీ వన్, అద్వితీయం, నథింగ్ ఎల్స్, సో ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఈజ్ బ్రహ్మన్. దిస్ ఈజ్ ఇంటర్ప్రిటేషన్ ఆఫ్ శంకరాచార్య. బట్ రామానుజాచార్య సేస్ ఏకమేవ, దెర్ ఈజ్ ఓన్లీ వన్, అద్వితీయం మీన్స్ దేర్ ఈజ్ నథింగ్ లైక్ దట్ వన్. సో దిస్ ఈజ్ రామానుజాచార్య ఇంటర్ప్రిటేషన్. సో దేర్ ఈజ్ లార్డ్, సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ ఈస్ దేర్ అండ్ నథింగ్ ఈజ్ లైక్ హిమ్. ఎవ్రీథింగ్ హ్యాస్ ఇట్స్ ఓన్ ప్రొపెన్సిటీ, లైక్ జీవ ఈస్ ఎటర్నల్ సర్వెంట్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ. సో దిస్ ఈజ్ హౌ రామానుజాచార్య ఇంటర్ప్రిటెడ్ ద బ్రహ్మసూత్రస్. దెన్ హీ గెట్స్ ద నేమ్ శ్రీభాష్యకారర్. శ్రీభాష్యకారర్ ఇల్లయాల్వాన్, రామానుజ, ఉభయ విభూతి నాయక, ఎంబెరుమానార్ అండ్ శ్రీభాష్యకారర్, ఫైవ్ నేమ్స్ ఆఫ్ రామానుజ. సో దెన్ ఇట్ హ్యాపెండ్ దట్ హీ రోట్ ది కమెంట్రీస్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మసూత్ర. సో టిల్ నౌ వన్ ఇస్ హీ టోల్డ్ ఆల్ ద మీనింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ ది సాంగ్స్ రిటర్న్ బై ఆల్వర్స్, దట్ ఈస్ హ్యాపెనింగ్ ఆల్రెడీ ఇన్ శ్రీరంగం. హీ రోట్ శ్రీభాష్య. అండ్ థర్డ్ థింగ్ విచ్ ఇస్ లెఫ్ట్ ఇస్ naming two illustrious acharyas on the names of Parasara and Vyasa. Kuresh's wife Andal was pregnant. You know what Ramanuja would do? Every day he would go to his house and ask, when are you delivering the babies? You see, it's very different that a sannyasi is coming to his disciples' house. When is the delivery date? When is the delivery date? If somebody tells like that, then all the disciples were, all the people were saying, "Are, what is Ramanuja doing? When is delivery date? When is delivery date?" Because Ramanuja knows that who is going to come out of the womb. And as soon as these two devotee children were born, Ramanujacharya immediately named them Parasara and Vyasa. So once one servant of Ramanuja, when Parasara was a small child, he was just running in the temple. And he said, "Hey, don't run, sit in one place." Like that he said. And Ramanujacharya saw that this servant is scolding him, and he comes to this servant and says, you know who is he? He is me. Like that Ramanujacharya says. Srimad Parasara Bhattarya Sriranga Kshetra Purohitaha Srivatsanka Shuta Sriman Shreyase Meyubuyase. Sri Parasara Bhattar was a very illustrious acharya. You know his daily prasad was all the Mahaprasad which was offered to Lord Ranganath. Where they grew up, Kuresh would tie a sari just in front of Ranganath and they would just keep playing there, and they grew up right in front of Ranganath from their childhood. They were illustrious disciples of Ramanuja. So all the three desires of spiritual master gets fulfilled. So Ramanujacharya has many, many, we have five more minutes, so two more leelas I would like to say. Ramanujacharya's guru. Who was Ramanujacharya's guru? Who gave him Diksha? Mahapurna or Periya Nambi. He had a very, very close friend whose name was Maraner Nambi. He was not a Brahmana. He was actually from a, not even a Shudra, from a Panchama Varna. But they were all students of Yamanacharya. From Yamanacharya, it is that there was no difference differentiating between Brahmana, Abrahmana, Vaishya, Kshutra, Kshatriya, nothing like that. Women and men also. Everybody were equal. Everybody were given initiation. Everybody were taught spiritual knowledge. So this Maraner Nambi, he was actually a very close friend of Periya Nambi, is Mahapurna. So Periya Nambi, all the disciples of Mahapurna made a good house for Mahapurna, and there was a welcoming, housewarming ceremony. So Maraner Nambi thought, tomorrow all Sri Vaishnavas, all the Brahmanas will come. So if I go, it will not be good. So what he did, he took a small gift and went to Periyanambi's house just one evening before the function. And he gave that gift to Mahapurna and he spoke and he came back. So next day, all these brahmanas went for the yajna and fire sacrifice and all those pujas and rituals. Nothing was there. Directly prasadam was being served. And all the pandits said, "Are, what are you doing? Where is the ceremony? Where is the fire sacrifice? Where is the punyahvachana, shodasa parivartana and all those pujas?" He says, "Already my gaha pravesh has happened." "When did your gaha pravesh happen?" "When a pure devotee, my friend, yesterday he came and yesterday the graha pravesh has happened." Like when Guru Maharaj was seeing our brahmachari ashram, I was telling Gaurang Darshan Prabhu that, "Prabhu, our building's graha pravesh is over. A pure devotee has stepped inside." Then Gaurang Darshan Prabhu said, "Guru pravesh is over." Guru pravesh and graha pravesh. When a pure devotee comes, that is actually the opening of a place. Actually, when we invite a pure devotee, when we invite an instructions of pure devotee into our heart, that is the time when Lord resides in our heart. So when this Marnir Nambi left his body, there was nobody to do the Antim Samskara, the last rites. Periyanambi, being a Brahmana, did the last rites of Marnir Nambi, who was from a fifth caste. All the Brahmanas started protesting. They went and complained to Ramanujare, "What are you doing? See, we understand Vaishnavism, but you are toppling the Varnashrama system together. You should go and ask your guru, spiritual master." Because he was Acharya by that time, he had this responsibility to subside all the wrong allegations. So Ramanujacharya was convinced on what Periyanambi did, but he wants to prove to the entire world. So he took all the people who were protesting, all these brahmanas, disciples, with his tridanda, he went to Periyanambi's house, and Periyanambi was actually swinging on a swing. And Ramacharya opens and pays obeisances, and all of them stand up. And then Periyanambi says, "If you consider what I did was wrong, then what Lord Ramachandra did to Jatayu was also wrong." Like that he said, Ramacharya turned back and he left from there. Oh, if Lord Rama could do the Antim Samskara of not a human being, he was just a bird, then what is wrong in doing Antim Samskara of a wonderful Vaishnava like Marnir Nambi? Immediately, Ramacharya left. Actually, Ramacharya's Leela, so many pastimes, his love to his spiritual master, his compassion to the devotees, and his intelligence, his understanding of scriptures, his relationship with the Lord, so many Leelas. One of the most prominent qualities of Ramanujacharya is his Guru Bhakti. If you go to today also, if you go to Sriranga Kshetra and go to Periyanambi's house, there is a deity of Mahapurna, which Ramanujacharya himself instructed how to make this deity. How many of you took darshan of this deity in Sriranga Kshetra? Anybody remember taking darshan of this deity? The Mahapurna's deity is there, and below where Mahapurna is sitting, there is small Ramanujacharya under his feet. He personally told them to make in such a way. This is Ramanujacharya's wonderful Guru Bhakti. So there are many Leelas, but because time is up and today's disappearance day, at last, when Ramanujacharya was disappearing from this world, he gave many wonderful instructions. Do this, read four Vedas. If you can't do, read Divya Prabandha. If you can't do, read this, stay in the dham like Melkote. If you can't do, then he says list of things. And then at last he says, if you cannot do anything, just please a Vaishnava in a way he wants to be pleased. Serve him in a way he wants to be served. And make a relationship with that Vaishnava, that Vaishnava becomes so proud of you, he considers that you are his man. If somebody sees, he's going, "Oh, are, he is very close to me." If you can make such a relationship that even at least one sincere Vaishnava tells that he is my person, Lord will deliver you. It was the last instruction of Sripada Ramanujacharya. So the most important thing in our lives is serving Vaishnavas, pleasing Vaishnavas in a way they want to be served and pleased, not in a way we want to serve them. So when we serve them with humility, with love, and when we make that, establish that relationship, definitely Lord's mercy is there on us. So this is few pastimes from the life of Shripad Ramanujacharya. Shripad Ramanujacharya ki, Srila Prabhupad ki, Ananta Koti Vaishnava Bhakta Vrinda ki. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Huh? Yeah, Yatiraj is also one of them. Many of them.